Some stories never become dated, even if they're quite ancient, but few retain as much power as the Greek tragedy Medea, which was first performed over 2,400 years ago. The poet Robin Robertson has written a new translation of the Euripides masterpiece, employing today's language to help modern audiences easily comprehend the almost incomprehensible fury that Medea exacts on her unfaithful husband. This new version is published by Free Press, and I'm pleased that it has brought Robin Robertson here to talk about it. Hello.
Hello.
And before we begin, Americans call her Medea, and the British actors I've spoken to two women who played her marvelously, Diana Rigg and Fiona Shaw, and they both said Medea. So how are we going to say it from now on?
Medea's fine with me. I'm a Highland Scot in New York talking about ancient Greek, so I think we can be pretty free with the language here.
Do we know what the ancient Greeks pronounce it?
Well, what if I said here in the back, this wonderful edition, I pronounce it Medea.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're close.
I think that's
the Americans are right again. what is it about this play that moves audiences emotionally after almost 2.5 millennia? I mean, is it because Euripides was such a great psychologist?
I certainly think that's part of it. He was deeply, deeply subversive and therefore comes over to us as incredibly modern.
What do you mean by subversive?
Well, he's dealing essentially with two central characters, Jason, the hero, and his trophy wife, Medea. And Jason's backstory we know. He was the captain of the Argo. He went on an heroic voyage to take the Golden Fleece. And Medea was the woman who helped him do that. So we begin this play with these preconceptions, these stereotypes that Jason is the all-conquering male hero, and that she is the loyal wife. And during the course of this play, those traditional gender roles are reversed. So Medea, who starts off as a clever and manipulative, perhaps, she's fierce. She's a strong woman. She ends up becoming, I think, a rather complex and dynamic hero herself. Whereas Jason, who begins in that mode, is slowly revealed as shallow, insensitive, scheming, vain, and morally bankrupt.
Now, wouldn't the audience for this play, when it was originally performed, have been all male?
That's correct.
So yes. Euripides, to some degree, was confronting the stereotypes that his all-male audience would have brought with them?
He was doing that, yes. I mean, the women's position in society in 500 BC was very much as a chattel. They had no powers to vote. They were their husband's goods.
And here we have an almost feminist play, even though the denouement is so horrifying.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It has that extraordinary psychological impact, but because he's doing all these, I think, very brilliant things by balancing these two characters and allowing them to switch over like that.
Do you think that he was also going after Greek xenophobia? Because Medea is a foreigner,
mm-hmm.
and that is something that's constantly underscored throughout the play.
That's right.
And the Greeks had, they called foreigners barbarians, blah, 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 blah. That's the way they talk.
Yes, well, she was, of course. She was a foreigner. She was from Colchis on the Black Sea in an area which is now called Georgia.
Vladimir Putin, obviously, is playing the part of Jason in the next production.
So she was a barbarian brought down to civilized Corinth. Corinth itself was a disputed area. It was this play opened at the beginning of the Peloponnese War, where Greece was at war with Sparta, and Corinth was actually in a very frictional situation with Athens, where at the Dionysian festival every spring you would have the performances by Aeschylus and Euripides and Sophocles. So there was a lot of attention.
Attracting people from the various cities, even if they were in conflict.
Yes, but all men. And I think they would have been pretty nervous because they would have heard that this was a play about a foreign woman bringing down one of their own.
Do you remember the first time you became aware of this play? Did you see it or did you read it?
I think I read it first.
How old were you?
Probably a teenager. I've been attracted to myth generally since I was a kid, to the Greek myths, but also to the Celtic myths. I come from a part of the country where myth, folklore, superstition are embedded in the way we conduct ourselves.
But I remember when I was growing up, Greek mythology was really important to every boy I knew, and most of the girls as well. Mm. That's less the case today for some reason.
Well, I don't think it's taught very well, if it's taught at all. And that is a problem. I don't really understand why that should be the case, because these stories, they may be very old, but they're very new, very precisely what goes on in our day-to-day life, the moral battles.
But could you have fully understood what this was all about when you were a teenager?
No, probably not.
Because this is really a play for adults. And I wonder what those Greek audiences, how they responded to it.
We'll never know.
I mean, we don't have anybody writing. I saw Euripides' new play, Medea, and boy, what a bomb.
Well, you know, I think he is, Medea particularly, is deeply, bleakly modern. You know, it's full of some shabby rhetoric, manipulation, self-deception, marital friction, emotional outbursts. I mean, it could be a sort of Friday night domestic.
What led you to take this on? After all, there have been so many worthy translations of this play over
hundreds,
the years.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're aware of some pretty wonderful ones.
Yes, I am. Well, the straight answer is it was commissioned. Vintage in the UK asked me to do a very straightforward translation, not a version, not a free version, but a straightforward one, largely for students. I mean, the problem with the classics is that they do need to be updated, dusted off every 10, 15 years, because for one reason, the language changes, the vernacular changes, the idiomatic speech changes. But also, the other inherent problem is that so many classical texts are translated by classicists, not by poets or writers. And they may be able to reproduce accurately, translate the text from ancient Greek or Roman into English, but they may not do it terribly well.
Are you fluent in ancient Greek?
No.
So you had to do this from translations, in effect.
I did it from a parallel text, the Loeb parallel text, consulted a lot of contemporary versions and translations, and then I also had it vetted carefully by two Greek scholars.
My guest is Robin Robertson, who has given us a new translation of Euripides' Medea. He has received a number of honors for his poetry, including the E.M. Forster Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. This translation, I'm sure, caused you some concern, because every translation, there's always something that has to be sacrificed in order to achieve other goals. So what did you decide were the most important things to include in this translation?
Well, the way I approached it was firstly to be sure that I was accurately representing the original. Then I wanted to avoid this sort of fusty, leaden language of the classical scholars.
Yeah, but you can't get too contemporary, because this is
well. That's the that, that's the real play. Danger, of course, is if you become too contemporary,
you can't have people saying, "What's up, Jason?"
Yeah, exactly. And a number of recent translations are disfigured by precisely that kind of hip, up to the minute idiomatic language. So it's got to be, it's got to have a very smooth surface, but with a strong vernacular sense. I mean, that you can't go wrong too badly, because Euripides has this narrative propulsion, which is so extraordinary.
I wondered often if Shakespeare's plays have gone through similar numbers of translations in French or German or Russian. We don't translate them because we know English, but here we have this ancient language, and I'm sure even the Greeks have gone through many translations of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just looking at, for instance, a previous Loeb text from the 1960s, and where I have the line "trapped in the marriage," the English version from the 1960s was "the home yoke galls his neck."
Whoa!
So that's the sort of problem.
But that may have been a totally literal translation.
I think it probably was.
Now you've included an introductory essay for the translation, and do you know how the play would have been staged in 431 BC?
Well, it was an auditorium of huge size then. It was an enormous amount of people would turn up at the Dionysian festival.
And the Greeks would have performed it with masks.
All masked. There'd be three male actors all playing those all the parts.
Do you can you imagine this version being performed with masks, or is it important to see the faces when people are speaking these words?
I think we've gone beyond masks. We can do much more in terms of dramatic staging these days. Although recently, and some people like Tony Harrison in Britain have used masked drama, certainly.
In The Guardian, Nicholas Rowe points out that you had just gone through a divorce around the time that you did this translation.
A separation.
Do you think that, because a translation is really a collaboration, isn't it? In the end, this winds up Euripides and Robin Robertson. Do you see that reflected in the way you approached it?
Working with Euripides or splitting up with my wife?
No, I mean in the way that you even thought about the language at times, well, and these characters.
Any writer brings a certain color, personal color, to whatever they do, whether it's an original work or a translation. There's this thing in Greek, the aegon, which is the fierce debate between two characters, very aggressive, very fast. It's one of the most thrilling parts of this play is Jason and Medea going head to head, washing their dirty linen in public, and certainly some of that propulsion was, that was in my head, certainly.
One of the things that makes this different from a modern play is that there are also the gods.
Well, that is a very different thing, yes. And we can have no full understanding of how important the cosmography of ancient Greece was to day-to-day life. It was ever present. You know, the gods were there. They were directing. They were the big stage directors. And because at the end of Medea, it is given divine blessing, that puts a completely different spin on the result.
The most difficult part, I would imagine, translating this is getting people to understand how a mother could kill her own children, no matter how terribly her husband had acted, to get to that point. And I've seen this play with a woman who said that as much as she understood Medea and connected to her on a human level, that was something that she would always have great difficulty with, because she couldn't imagine ever being pushed to the point where she'd kill her own children.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're faced with a bold synopsis of the play, you would think this is utterly ridiculous that any mother could perform what is, after all, the most appalling thing a mother can do. But Euripides is clever enough to set Medea up as a dishonored woman.
And he takes a step by step.
Yes, very
into
slowly.
This.
And while she is having the ground cut from beneath her feet, and is being ritually humiliated by her ex-husband, her ex-husband is being revealed as a monster, as a deceiver and a manipulator.
How does he compare to the other playwrights of his time, Aeschylus, for example? Isn't he much more? Doesn't he feel much more modern because Euripides seems to be the most psychologically oriented of the group?
Absolutely, and he employs irony, perhaps for the first time. Aeschylus is much grander. Sophocles is grand and deep and is interested in deep, deep tragedy. But what you get in Euripides, in the Medea, in the Bacchae, is the psychological aspect, which I think is probably the modern strand, strand that we pull out as moderns.
Robin Robertson will be giving a reading tonight at 6:30 at Dodge Hall at Columbia University. For more information about that, you can visit our show page at wnyc.org. Meanwhile, we have this new publication from Free Press called, Euripides, Medea. I'm hoping that somewhere down the line we'll actually see a production of it. Are there any plans?
Not yet, but I hope. I would love to hear my words spoken on stage.
Thank you so much for coming by today
pleasure.
To talk about it.
Thanks very much.